Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we look at one of the oldest functional area allocation cases in the library. It is called Catron versus Commissioner, decided by the United States Tax Court in 1968. The lesson in this case is simple, and it is foundational to everything a cost segregation study does. One building can have two different answers. Here is the setup. An apple farming partnership near Nebraska City built a Quonset structure, 120 feet long, 40 feet wide, a single building, but inside, it was not all the same. One third of the building was insulated and refrigerated. That section was cold storage for apples after harvest. The other two thirds was open packing space, no insulation, no refrigeration, just a large covered area to sort and pack fruit. The partnership argued that the refrigerated cold storage section qualified as Section 38 property. Section 38 was the investment tax credit provision at the time. It applied to certain property used directly in production. The refrigerated room, they said, was a storage facility used in agricultural production. The tax court agreed. The refrigerated cold storage section qualified. It was used directly in the farming operation. The court allowed it. The open packing area did not qualify. It was general workspace. A covered area for sorting fruit is more like a building function than a production function. That part stayed in the building category. So, one structure, two different tax treatments, split right down the middle of how each part was used. Now, this is an older case. It comes from the investment tax credit era, which is a different part of the tax code than the modern MacRS depreciation rules you hear about today. But the logic carries forward. The HCA case in 1997 connected the older investment tax credit test to modern depreciation analysis. And cases like Catron are part of the chain of authority that modern cost segregation studies rely on. The principle is this: when different parts of a single building serve genuinely different purposes, the tax treatment can differ too. You do not have to treat the whole building as one block. You look at what each area does. Think about what this means for a modern property. A food distribution facility might have a walk-in freezer section and a dry storage section. A medical office might have a clean room and standard exam rooms. A winery might have a barrel room built for specific temperature and humidity control alongside a standard office wing. In each case, the specially built functional area may qualify for faster depreciation, while the surrounding shell does not. That is the Catron principle applied to modern buildings. When this case appears in your report, it supports a functional area allocation we have made inside your building. Some part of your property serves a specific operational purpose, and that is where the faster class applies. The rest stays on the standard schedule. Catron is not the flashiest case in this series. It is a 1968 Apple warehouse. But it is part of the legal foundation that says cost segregation is not a trick. It is a structured, case-by-case analysis of what each part of your building actually does, going back more than 50 years. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library, visit the legal section of your report.